Welcome to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights. We're diving into Vietnam's solar industry today.
It's a hot topic, for sure.
Definitely. We'll be looking at current growth and peeking into the future.
Right. We've got some great insights from our firm's publication, Powering the Future. It's all about Vietnam's solar industry growth trends and projections.
Exactly. So anyone listening who's curious about what's happening in Vietnam's solar sector,
this is the place to be.
Absolutely. Let's jump right in. The growth is seriously impressive.
It is. Vietnam reached a huge solar power capacity. By 2024, it was a massive 16.5 gigawatts.
Wow, that's a lot of power.
It is. Think of it as thousands and thousands of solar panels, all converting sunlight into electricity.
It's really positioning Vietnam as a leader in Southeast Asia.
Definitely. They're leading the charge toward renewable energy, a cleaner energy future for the whole region.
And it's not just the overall capacity, right? It's how fast things are changing.
Absolutely. Since 2020, the solar industry has been expanding at an incredible pace. New solar projects are popping up all over.
So what portion of Vietnam's total power now comes from solar?
Well, solar power makes up a significant chunk. And if you consider all the other renewable energy sources combined, hydro, for instance, it all adds up to a substantial amount of Vietnam's energy mix.
So it's a big move away from fossil fuels.
Definitely. A shift towards renewables.
And we're not just talking about small installations here. Mm-hmm. Some of these projects are massive.
Oh, yeah. Huge undertakings.
Like the Dau Tien Solar Power Complex.
Right. In Tay Ninh Province. That one can power an entire city.
And then there's the Truong Nam Solar Power Plant.
Equally impressive, located in Ninh Bình Province.
These projects involve some major players, too.
They do.
We're talking big names like Truong Nam Group and BIM Group.
Locally, yes.
And international giants like Thailand's Bi Grim Power and Japan's Sharp Corporation.
Exactly. Collaboration, expertise, and investment from all over the globe.
So why is Vietnam seeing this incredible solar boom? What's driving all this growth?
Well, our report digs into that. It starts with the Vietnamese government. They've been incredibly proactive in pushing solar energy development.
So how have they done that?
They've put policies in place to make investing in solar super appealing.
Give me an example.
Well, things like feed-in tariffs or FITIs.
What are those?
Basically, they guarantee solar power producers a certain price for the electricity they feed into the grid. It ensures a good return on investment.
Smart. Anything else they're doing?
Oh, yeah. They also offer tax incentives.
Makes sense. To make renewable energy projects even more attractive financially.
Exactly. And they prioritize land allocation.
For solar installations.
Yes. Makes it much easier for these projects to actually happen.
So really pulling out all the stops.
Definitely. They're creating an environment where companies, both local and international, are eager to invest in Vietnam's solar industry.
And that's clearly fueling the growth we're seeing.
It is. It's a smart strategy.
Absolutely. And on top of that, we've got the global trend of solar technology getting cheaper.
Right. Solar panels and all the related equipment are becoming more affordable worldwide.
Which makes solar energy increasingly competitive with traditional power sources.
Exactly. And it's happening in Vietnam, too. The cost of producing solar energy has dropped significantly in the past few years.
Making it a more attractive option.
Definitely. And we can't forget about Vietnam's booming economy.
Right. With economic growth comes the need for more electricity.
Always. More people are buying appliances. Industries are growing. It all takes energy.
So they need a solution.
They do. And Vietnam's choosing to meet that demand with solar.
Smart move.
It's a sustainable way to meet their energy needs without relying so heavily on fossil fuels.
So we have supportive government policies, falling TEP costs, and a growing need for electricity.
It's a perfect recipe for success.
No wonder Vietnam's solar industry is exploding. But it's not all smooth sailing, right?
Well, no industry is without its challenges.
Of course not. What are some of the hurdles Vietnam's solar sector is facing?
Our report highlights a key one.
Which is?
The strain on the existing power grid.
Right. I can see how that would be an issue.
It's a big one. The grid, the system that carries electricity across the country. It wasn't built to handle this much solar energy all at once.
So getting overloaded.
In a way, yes. It creates a bottleneck. And that limits how much of solar power's potential we can actually tap into.
What can be done about it?
Well, we need strategic investments to upgrade and modernize the grid.
So it can keep up with all this new solar energy.
Exactly.
Makes sense. What other challenges are there?
Land availability is another big one.
Right. Finding enough space for those massive solar farms, especially in a densely populated country like Vietnam.
Exactly. It's a real issue, especially for those large-scale projects that need lots of land.
But every challenge presents an opportunity, right?
That's the spirit, and it's forcing some creative solutions to emerge.
Like what?
Well, for one, rooftop solar.
Ah, right. Putting solar panels on homes and businesses.
Exactly. Think about all that unused roof space. It's prime real estate for solar installations.
And it helps overcome that land constraint issue.
It does. And the government's actually encouraging rooftop solar with what are called net metering policies.
How does that work?
Well, if you generate excess solar power on your roof, you can sell it back to the grid.
Interesting. So you can actually make money from your solar panels.
Exactly. It makes rooftop solar even more appealing.
That's pretty cool. Any other creative solutions out there?
Well, there's also the idea of floating solar farms.
Floating solar farms. What are those?
Just what it sounds like, they're solar panels.
But on water.
Yes, floating on lakes and reservoirs. Vietnam has a lot of those.
That's fascinating. What a great way to use the space.
Exactly. It maximizes land use efficiency
Yeah.
and opens up totally new possibilities for solar development.
Wow. So even with the challenges, Vietnam's finding innovative ways to keep its solar industry booming. It's really impressive.
It is. Vietnam's solar story is one to watch. Welcome back to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights.
We're back.
We're picking up where we left off.
We were talking about
Those challenges,
the
yeah.
challenges facing Vietnam's solar industry.
Right. And now we're gonna
Now we're shifting gears,
Yeah, we're looking ahead.
looking at those future projections for
Exactly.
this really dynamic sector.
It is dynamic.
It is, from what I've read, in Powering the Future,
Yeah.
it seems like Vietnam's solar capacity
It is.
is expected to grow at an incredible rate.
It really is. The projections are,
They're pretty amazing,
they are impressive.
to say the least.
Yeah. By 2050,
Okay.
Vietnam's solar capacity is expected to
To increase.
increase dramatically,
Wow.
like many times over what it is now.
Wow, that's remarkable.
Yeah. It really shows the potential
Yeah.
of this sector.
The potential for growth.
Yeah.
And, Vietnamese government, they've set a pretty ambitious target
They have.
for solar energy for 2030.
Right.
It's quite impressive.
It is. They're really.
Their dedication to renewable energy
They're committed.
really
Yeah.
is impressive.
Absolutely. And to hit those targets,
Yeah.
it's going to take a lot of investment.
Right.
It's estimated that Vietnam's going to need
It'll need.
billions of dollars annually
Wow,
to keep up with these goals.
that's a lot of investment, but it sounds like
They
a
have a.
fantastic opportunity for
Yeah.
those who are looking to get involved
It is a massive opportunity
in this growing market.
for both domestic and international investors.
Oh, wow. So,
Yeah, there are tons of ways to get involved.
like how so?
Traditional bank loans
Okay.
or more innovative financing,
Things like
things like green bonds.
green bonds,
And
project finance.
I've heard about green bonds.
Yeah.
Can you explain those,
Sure.
like in simple terms?
Yeah. So imagine you want to
Okay.
invest your money in a way that benefits the environment.
Okay.
Green bonds are a way to do that.
Okay.
They're basically.
Loans that are specifically for projects that have a positive impact on the
Okay.
environment.
So solar projects
The
would.
solar projects are a perfect example.
Okay. So it's a way for investors to
Yeah.
support sustainability
Yes.
and make money
And earn a return.
at the same time.
Exactly.
Gotcha. And what about project finance?
So project finance is a way to fund
Okay.
large-scale infrastructure projects,
Okay.
like these big solar farms,
Right.
and it uses future revenue
Okay.
from the project
Okay.
to repay the loan.
Gotcha.
It's a little more complex,
Yeah.
but it's an effective way to finance
These massive projects.
these really large-scale endeavors.
So it sounds like Vietnam's doing everything it can to encourage investment
They are.
in its solar industry.
They are, they're committed
Right.
to
Okay.
creating an attractive environment
Yeah.
for both domestic and international investors.
Yeah, and that's where having a law firm
It is.
like Harley Miller can be so valuable.
It can,
Okay.
because navigating these
Yeah.
complex financial mechanisms and legal frameworks,
It can be tricky.
it can be tricky.
Yeah. Investors
They need expert guidance
they need help to make sure that
to make sure they're making smart, informed decisions.
Okay, so beyond the financial aspects, what about the overall
Yeah.
stability and support
Right.
for solar investment in Vietnam?
Well,
Is the policy environment favorable?
It is. Vietnam has shown a strong commitment to creating a supportive policy environment for renewable energy, especially solar.
Okay.
And we talked about the feed-in tariffs.
Right.
Which provide
a guaranteed price.
A guaranteed price for that electricity generated by solar power plants.
Okay.
Ensuring a stable return for investors.
Okay.
So those feed-in tariffs have played a big role in attracting
investment.
Initial investment and fueling the growth of the sector.
Of the solar sector in Vietnam.
Yeah. Okay.
And beyond the feed-in tariffs, Vietnam has
They've implemented other policies.
Other policies like
tax incentives.
Tax incentives
to make solar projects even more attractive.
Right. And they've also
streamlined
the permitting process.
Yes, making it easier.
To get those projects off the ground.
For developers to get their projects up and running.
Okay, so it seems like they've got
It's a good setup.
Pretty good setup.
Yeah, and their power development plan.
Right.
Their long-term vision.
Right. For renewable energy.
It really gives investors confidence.
Yeah.
And predictability.
Because they've set those ambitious targets.
They have.
Which shows they're committed
to
a sustainable energy future.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's important to remember.
It is.
That regulations can change.
They can.
Policies might be revised.
They might.
Right? New rules can be introduced.
Always.
So it's important to
stay informed.
Stay informed and adapt to those changes.
Yes. And that's another area where
Harley Miller comes in.
Harley Miller can help.
Right.
We constantly monitor
policy development. And keep clients informed.
About any changes
that come up.
And we can help interpret them and adapt to those changes.
So now let's talk about something that's often overlooked in these discussions.
What's that?
The social impact.
Yeah.
Of solar energy in Vietnam.
Very important.
It's not just about megawatts and investment dollars.
It's about the people.
Right. Oh. It's about the people and the communities that are affected by these projects.
That are directly impacted.
And the social impact of solar energy in Vietnam.
It has been positive.
It's been really positive.
Overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah.
It's creating jobs.
Yeah.
Particularly in rural areas.
Yeah.
And it's bringing electricity to
communities that have never had it before. Yeah, that's right.
So building and operating these solar power plants, it requires a skilled workforce.
It does.
So this creates jobs in construction.
Construction operation.
Maintenance.
Yeah.
Offering stable incomes.
Yeah.
Improving livelihoods.
Improving people's lives.
In many communities.
Absolutely.
And beyond job creation.
Mm-hmm.
Solar projects.
Yeah.
They're bringing light to places that have lived in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Remote areas that were once off the grid.
Right.
Are now being powered by solar energy.
It's incredible.
Yeah. It's improving their quality of life. And
yes.
Opening up new opportunities.
It is a testament to the positive power of renewable energy.
It sounds like a truly sustainable solution.
It is.
Benefiting both the environment and the people of Vietnam.
It is.
We've talked a lot about the positive aspects.
We have.
But are there any risks or challenges?
Of course, like any investment.
There are risks and challenges
associated with Vietnam's solar industry.
Yes. One of the most significant is
what?
The current state of the grid infrastructure.
Ah, right. We touched upon that earlier.
Yeah.
The grid, which carries electricity
throughout the country.
Throughout the country, yeah.
Is still developing and faces limitations
in its capacity to handle all this new solar energy.
Yes. And some
being generated. Exactly.
Okay.
And this can lead to what's called curtailment.
Curtailment. What's that?
So think of it like this. When the grid gets overloaded with solar energy.
Okay.
Sometimes the solar power plants have to reduce their output.
Okay.
Almost like turning down the tap.
Gotcha.
So the grid doesn't get overwhelmed.
Okay. So that can impact the profitability of solar projects.
Yeah.
If they can't sell all the electricity they're producing.
If they can't sell all the power that they're generating.
Right. So investors need to carefully assess the grid situation.
In the area where they're planning to develop their project.
Absolutely. It's crucial to understand the grid's capacity and the potential limitations before investing.
Before making any decisions.
Yeah.
So what can investors do to mitigate these risks?
That's where a firm like Harley Miller can help. Okay. We can provide guidance on grid connection procedures,
okay,
help investors assess those curtailment risks,
mm-hmm.
and advise on mitigation strategies.
Okay, so you really know.
We know the ins and outs.
The ins and outs of the Vietnamese power sector.
Yes.
Okay.
And can help navigate those complexities.
Sounds like invaluable expertise.
It is.
Are there any other challenges?
Another challenge, especially when it comes to these big solar farms, is land acquisition.
Right.
Vietnam's densely populated,
mm-hmm.
and finding suitable land with clear ownership titles.
For these large projects?
Can be challenging.
Can be a real challenge.
It can.
Right. Securing those necessary permits and approvals.
Yes.
Can also be really complex.
It can be a complex process.
And time consuming.
It can't.
Not to mention the potential for land disputes.
Yes.
Which can be a real headache.
They can be.
So thorough due diligence is essential.
It's absolutely. It's crucial.
To really
do your homework. Understand the intricacies of land ownership.
Yeah.
In Vietnam.
And to engage. With local communities.
Yes.
To make sure that.
To ensure.
That land acquisition is done.
It's done.
In a transparent and responsible manner.
Yes.
And again.
Mm-hmm.
Harley Miller Law Firm can provide support in this area.
We can. We have a team of lawyers who specialize in land acquisition and due diligence.
They can help.
We can help investors conduct thorough title searches, negotiate land leases, navigate those regulatory approval processes.
Wow.
So making sure everything's done by the book.
Having that.
It's an important.
Legal expertise on your side.
It is.
Can make a huge difference.
It can.
Especially in
it's dynamic.
Yeah. In a rapidly developing market like Vietnam.
Absolutely. Another risk that investors need to consider is.
Homicide uncertainty.
Right. Because even though Vietnam has been so supportive of solar energy development.
They have.
Policies can change.
They can.
And new regulations can be introduced.
They can.
Which could impact the profitability
of
solar projects.
Of course.
So, for example,
the
feed-in tariffs that we talked about.
Right.
They're not set in stone.
They're not.
They can be adjusted over time.
Yes. And that can impact.
For financial projections.
For a solar project.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So staying informed.
Staying informed.
And adapting.
And adapting to those policy changes is crucial.
Absolutely. And this is another area where.
Harley Miller. Can provide valuable support.
We can. We monitor policy developments.
Okay.
And keep our clients updated.
On any changes.
On any changes that may affect.
Their investments.
We help them interpret those changes.
Okay.
Assess the potential impact.
Yeah.
And adjust their strategies accordingly.
So you really are.
We try to be.
A one-stop shop for all things legal.
We aim to be a comprehensive resource.
When it comes to investing.
Yes.
In solar energy in Vietnam.
Absolutely.
But beyond these policy risks, are there any other risks?
Well, there are also typical commercial risks, just like in any other business venture.
Okay.
Things like construction delays, equipment failures, or fluctuations in electricity prices.
Okay.
Those can all affect.
They could affect a solar project's.
A financial performance.
Financial performance.
So it's important.
It is.
To have a well-structured plan.
Yes.
Right. To secure reliable contracts. To have good contracts.
With suppliers and contractors.
Yes.
And to have a good understanding.
And good understanding.
Of the electricity market.
At the market.
That sounds like a lot to juggle.
It is.
Yeah.
But that's why.
That's why having
an experienced legal
counsel can make all the difference.
It can.
Okay.
We can help investors.
Yeah.
Negotiate favorable contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Mitigate those risks.
And ensure.
To ensure.
That their interests are protected.
Yes. Throughout the project lifecycle.
Throughout the entire thing.
Yes.
Okay, so while investing in Vietnam's solar industry.
It does.
Does come with its share.
Of course.
Of challenges and risks.
Yes.
It sounds like.
It does.
With careful planning.
Mm-hmm.
Due diligence. And the right legal support. These risks.
Can be managed.
Can be effectively managed.
Yes.
And the potential rewards are.
And the rewards are significant.
Significant.
Yes.
So let's shift gears a bit.
Okay.
And talk about,
let's talk about
something that always gets me excited.
What's that?
Emerging trends and innovations.
Love those.
What's on the horizon?
Yeah.
For Vietnam's solar industry.
What's next? In this remarkable journey.
Yeah, what's next?
The future of solar in Vietnam is bright.
Okay.
Filled with exciting possibilities.
Okay, tell me more.
One of the most prominent trends that we're seeing is the increasing focus on
On what?
distributed generation.
What does that mean?
It means moving away from those large
Okay.
centralized solar farms
Right.
and towards smaller, more localized
Okay.
solar
So
installations
that's all
like rooftop solar
on
panels.
homes and businesses.
Exactly.
I
It's
don't.
about bringing solar closer
Gotcha.
to the people who use it.
So distributed generation offers
It offers some advantages.
several advantages.
Like what?
Well, it reduces energy loss
Okay.
during transmission.
It makes the grid more resilient
Right.
and it empowers communities to
True.
become more
To be
involved.
more involved in energy production.
Exactly.
So it's kind of a win-win.
It is.
And Vietnam seems well positioned
Vietnam is well positioned.
for the growth of distributed generation
Yes.
with its high population density, ample sunshine,
Yeah.
and the government's supportive policies.
Yes, toward rooftop solar.
Okay.
And another trend that's gaining momentum
Okay.
is the integration of solar energy with other technologies,
Oh, like what?
like energy storage
Okay.
and smart grid systems.
We've talked about energy storage
We have.
and how crucial it is for
Yes.
addressing that
The intermittent.
intermittent nature of solar power.
Yes.
What are
Yes.
some
So in that area,
of the advancements happening?
we're seeing
Okay.
the deployment of battery storage systems,
Okay.
pumped hydro storage, and other innovative.
Other innovative storage solutions?
Yes.
Okay. And these technologies,
They are
they're becoming more affordable,
more affordable
more efficient,
and more efficient,
which is making them
which is making them a game changer.
a game changer for integrating
Oh,
solar energy into the grid.
into the grid.
And what about smart grid technologies?
Smart grids.
They sound like they play a crucial role.
They do. They allow for better management of the electricity grid,
Okay.
which enables a smoother integration
Of renewable energy sources?
of renewable energy sources like solar.
Okay.
They can balance supply and demand more
Yeah.
efficiently.
Okay.
And they can even allow for things like
Like what?
demand response,
What's that?
where consumers can
Yeah.
adjust their electricity usage
Okay.
based on real-time grid conditions.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the future of
Nice.
electricity management is getting
It's getting smarter.
smarter,
And more interconnected.
more interconnected. Are
Oh.
there any other innovations?
There's one that's particularly interesting
Okay.
for a country like Vietnam
Okay.
with its strong agricultural sector.
Sure, what is it?
It's called agrivoltaics.
Agrivoltaic. I've
Agrivoltaics.
never heard of that.
It's a really cool concept
Right.
that combines
Combines what?
solar energy production with agriculture.
So you're talking about
You're installing solar
solar
panels
panels above crops
of crops,
so farmers can,
but farmers can generate electricity.
while still using the land for cultivation.
Exactly.
Wow. That sounds
It's a great way
like an amazing way
to maximize land
to
use
maximize land use
and
and
create
create an additional revenue tribe.
additional revenue streams for
For
farmers.
farmers, yes.
Wow.
It's a way
So agrivoltaics,
to diversify income,
diversify income for farmers.
promote sustainable agricultural practices,
Right.
and harness the power of the sun
In a way that benefits both
in a way that benefits
the
both
environment and the economy.
the environment and the economy. That's incredible
It's a great example
to
to
see
see
how
innovation.
driving the industry
Yes,
forward.
driving the solar industry forward,
Yes.
creating a brighter, more sustainable future
Yes.
for Vietnam. And it's clear that this
This is
is
just the beginning
just the beginning
of Vietnam's solar story.
of Vietnam's solar story. What advice would you give to those
Well,
considering investing
investing in Vietnam's solar industry.
in this dynamic sector?
It can be
Yeah.
a rewarding endeavor,
Okay.
but it's essential
It's essential.
to approach it strategically
Okay.
with a good understanding of the market.
So what are the key takeaways?
So first and foremost,
Okay.
do your
Do
research.
your research.
Take the time
Okay.
to understand the Vietnamese solar market,
Okay.
its regulations, its challenges,
Okay.
and its opportunities.
Don't just jump in blindly.
Don't jump in blindly.
Right.
Arm yourself with knowledge.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to investing.
When it comes to investing,
Okay.
go to us.
Okay, what else?
Second,
Okay.
seek expert legal advice.
Seek expert legal advice.
Navigating the legal
Okay.
and regulatory landscape
Right.
in Vietnam can be complex.
It can be.
It can be. And having experienced counsel,
Okay.
like Harley Miller Law Firm,
Okay.
can save you.
Can save you.
Time, money, and potential headaches.
Time, money, and headaches.
Down the road.
Down the road.
Always better to be safe than sorry.
Better safe than sorry.
Especially
when it comes to big investment.
When it comes to significant investments.
Okay.
Third. Focus on building strong relationships.
Building relationships?
Yes. Success in Vietnam.
Okay.
Like in many markets.
Right.
Often depends on having good relationships with local partners, government officials, community stakeholders.
Right. So it's about
collaboration.
Collaboration and mutual understanding. That makes sense.
It does.
Building trust. And working together is essential.
Is essential for any successful venture. And fourth.
Think long term. Don't chase short-term profits. Consider the environmental and social impact of your investment. Develop projects that are
sustainable,
responsible,
beneficial,
and beneficial.
All stakeholders involved.
Yes.
Okay. And your final piece of advice.
Be adaptable.
Where?
The solar industry is constantly evolving.
Right.
And Vietnam's no exception.
Right.
New technologies.
Right.
New policies, new challenges.
Yeah.
They're going to emerge.
Okay.
Be prepared.
Okay.
To adapt your strategy.
Okay.
Embrace innovation.
Okay.
And stay ahead of the curve.
So it's about being
flexible.
Being informed. And being prepared to adapt.
To a constantly changing landscape.
Yes.
So with the right approach.
Mm-hmm.
Investing in Vietnam's solar industry.
It can be.
Can be both profitable.
And make a positive impact.
Absolutely.
It's about
contributing to a cleaner energy future.
Yes.
Supporting economic development in Vietnam.
Absolutely.
And being a part of. One of the most dynamic. And exciting sectors in Southeast Asia.
It is.
And remember.
Yes.
At Harley Miller Law Firm.
We are here host.
Welcome back to Vietnam Legal Investment Insights. So we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have. Vietnam's solar industry, its growth, the challenges, the opportunity.
We need a lot to unpack.
Definitely. And those trends shaping the future of solar energy in Vietnam.
Right.
Distributed generation, energy storage. Mm. We talked about smart grids, even agrivoltaics.
Fascinating stuff. And for anyone listening who's thinking, okay, I'm ready to explore investing in this market.
Yeah.
Harley Miller Law Firm is here to help.
Absolutely. We've got a great team here. Tons of experience in the Vietnamese solar sector.
And we're passionate about this stuff, helping our clients navigate all the legal and regulatory complexities.
Because it can get complicated. Solar energy investment.
It can. But we can help with every step of the way.
Yeah.
From structuring your investment to due diligence, negotiating contracts.
Making sure everything's compliant with the regulations.
Exactly. Our goal is to help you make smart decisions. Mitigate the risks.
And achieve those investment goals while contributing to Vietnam's sustainable energy future.
Absolutely. So if you're ready to be a part of Vietnam's solar success story, reach out to Harley Miller Law Firm.
We're here to help you harness that power of the sun. Illuminate your investment path in Vietnam.
Nicely said.
Thanks. Okay. We really believe in Vietnam's solar industry. The potential is huge.
It is. And we're excited to be a part of it.
Absolutely.
So, to wrap things up, thank you for joining us today on Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights. For this deep dive into Vietnam's solar industry, we hope you found it valuable. We hope you learned something new.
We encourage you to keep exploring this sector. It's exciting. And think about the opportunities.
The future of energy is bright, and Vietnam is leading the way. This is Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights, signing off.